More than 100 players have been temporarily suspended from top Turkish football leagues in a widening betting scandal. What's happening?
Sally, this is rocking European football right now. Turkey's Professional Football Disciplinary Board has handed down temporary bans to 102 players. So there are 25 players from the top division, two of them from the world-famous Galatasaray team that, you know, is standing atop Turkish football right now. 77 of those players from the second division. It's not just players, though. 149 referees are also provisionally suspended pending this investigation. But the referees have released a joint statement saying that, you know, they deny the allegations and that none of them ever bet on matches that they had officiated. As huge as that all sounds, though, Sally, this may not be the end of it. This follows news earlier this week that the Turkish Football Federation had suspended a huge number of players pending this betting probe. How many players? Just over 1,000 at all levels of professional football in Turkey. So, Sally, there could be more formal suspensions as a result of these investigations.
So, Luke, what rules have the players and referees actually breached here?
Gambling rules in Turkey are different to elsewhere, including, you know, Australia. A couple decades ago, all forms of gambling, including casinos, were outlawed, except for a national lottery and some forms of sports betting. Private companies aren't actually licensed to carry out sports betting, to sell sports betting products. So sports wagering is only legally done through a state-run authority, and you need an account with them to gamble. Players, coaches, referees, they're all banned from having accounts. But if we start with referees, at the end of last month, when this story first broke, it was found that more than half of the country's registered match officials had a betting account. So that's 371 of 571 registered match officials. And of that group, more than 150 were found to be actively gambling. Now, some of these referees had only placed a couple bets, but on the other end of the spectrum, 10 of them had placed more than 10,000 bets. And there was one referee who had placed 18,277 bets. Now, that's not over decades. This data only goes back 5 years to 2020. So if you're doing the maths, that's a few thousand bets a year, 10 bets a day on average that this referee was putting on sports. When it comes to players, though, they too can't have a punt. Many of the players implicated in this scandal have been really quick to defend their actions, saying that they didn't bet on games that they're involved in. In some cases, they only did it once. Players have flagged legal action, saying that they've been tarred with the same brush as others who bet on their own matches or, you know, were more prolific gamblers. But Sally, when it comes to these top two divisions, none of these player bans really extend beyond a year. You know, some of them are just a couple months, so they're unlikely to end careers.
And Luke, just briefly, Turkish football had been doing well in recent years. How much does this set all that back?
The Turkish national team reached the quarterfinals. Istanbul's been hosting, you know, finals matches. The country is set to co-host with Italy the 2032 European Championships. So there's been a lot of excitement about Turkish football recently. It's not one of the big five leagues in Europe, but it thinks it's got the potential to be a much bigger force in European football. The boss of Turkish football took over at the start of the year and he promised to clean up the country's leagues, quote, from the shadow of corruption. There are questions, though, whether these broad-brushed sanctions will encourage what he wants, which is self-reporting, or if it'll stymie it. But given that the sanctions aren't that long, it could encourage leagues to participate, given that they could retain their players. So there are calls to can all of the professional leagues while this probe is underway. The third and fourth divisions are suspended for a couple of weeks. But if more top league players are implicated in this scandal, Sally, it's really unclear just how far football bosses could go to clean this all up in Turkey.